In association with NintendoWorldReport.com, Child's Play Charity.org, and listeners just like you, this is part two of the recording of NWR's third annual live telethon. This time, TYP takes you on a musical journey for some radio trivia. Scott Thompson of Connectivity asks, who wants to be a Nintendo heir? And we close things out with Danny Bivens and the crew of 8-4 Play with a good old-fashioned Famicast. I should note that this wasn't recorded in the usual fashion, and as a result, there may be some technical issues that pop up now and then. That being said, it was a wonderful show, and I'm sure you'll enjoy listening to it just as much as we did recording it. That's enough out of me. Let's get on with the show.
Thanks, everyone. We're going to kind of continue the theme of trivia here with radio trivia. And for those unfamiliar with radio trivia, this is something that we've been doing for like 12 years now, maybe even longer, where we play music from video games, specifically music from games that were on a Nintendo system. And you try to figure that out. So it's kind of like Name That Tune. And with me for the segment, we're going to have James Jones. And James, are you there? All right. And Guillaume is supposed to also be rejoining us for this segment. Guillaume, are you there?
He's en route.
I am here.
There he is.
Hey, okay. So, like I said, we're going to be playing music from video games, and you got to figure out what game that is. So we're going to play three songs from each game, and we'll try to get through as many as we can. But before we get started, we got a code word to give away. So this is a code word. If you email it to contest@NintendoWorldReport.com, you'll be entered into a drawing for a prize. So the code word for this hour, or at least so says I, the code word is Guru Guru, as in from Zelda, who's in like the windmill. So Guru Guru, G-U-R-U, Guru Guru. Okay, so we have prizes to give away of our own for this segment. The way this is going to work is if you think that you know the game, before the third song is done, please contact James Jones.
Yes, contact me.
And he will patch you into the call. And if you disclose the game on the air, you will get a prize.
Yeah, so I would prefer you run this in the chat. However, if you're not in the chat, you can try to message me on Skype. My Skype address is nwr.crim. Two M's. There you go.
All right.
C-R-I-M-M.
Two M's, Guillaume.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
not three.
I've been informed that the special prize for that drawing is actually a Japanese copy of Hyrule Historia. So my code word was actually quite appropriate.
Can I win? Am I not allowed to win?
I don't know. I don't think so, James.
I think it's in the rules. James
cannot win any prize. If you get the contest emails, you probably can't win them.
Alrighty, so we're going to get started with the first game here. Again, we'll have three songs, and contact James if you know the answer. And we'll bring you on. We can talk about the game a little bit, and then we'll go on to the next game. All right, first game.
Thank you.
defining one of the defining games of my childhood.
Excellent. That might be a hint for those that are listeners of RFN. But hopefully the music's coming across okay. I mean, in this format, we are playing this over, you know, over Skype and through the woods. So I apologize if the audio quality isn't quite as good as normal for the podcast version. But hopefully we'll get by. And of course, this is supposed to be a trivia game. So those of you in the chat room may want to not ruin it for others who want to play along. But we got two more songs from this first game here, and then we'll talk about it. Okay, I think most of you guys have probably figured it out, but we will play one more song. All right, here we go.
that was an awesome selection. I approve.
Yeah, well, that's because you chose the game, Guillaume.
Don't well, lie. That does make it easier to approve, doesn't it?
Well, sure, but I mean, like, these were great songs from, well, it was an okay game.
Okay, thanks.
I like this game, and I bet that third song is going to be in the next Smash Brothers. It's got to be. I mean, come on. So, James, do we have someone to join us to disclose this game?
We are trying.
Oh, there's a good sign.
Trying very hard. Okay.
Have you really not received
it? Doing it right now.
Oh.
I think this is it.
There we go.
Hello.
Hi. Hello.
Hey.
Hi. It's F-Zero Boyo. I've been listening for about 2 years now. Oh, boy. Yeah.
So I will say, we did get a lot of correct answers once people stopped giving it away in the chat.
Well, yeah. Sir, can you tell us what game this is?
Yeah, easy. This is Super Mario Land 2, 6 golden coins for the Game Boy.
That's right. One of the weirdest Mario games out there. Featuring yeah. Mario in a statue of Mario.
Yeah.
It's so yeah. meta.
And you know, pay attention to where the balls level is on the statue of Mario.
Okay.
There is a level made entirely of balls. Balls yes. everywhere. And the location
I didn't
makes sense.
Oh, Lord. That got through the sensors.
Thanks, Nintendo.
So, Cody, what's your favorite thing about this game?
The gameplay itself is very good. The music's great, as we just heard. And just like Guillaume, it's one of the defining games of my youth.
So you two grew up with a Game Boy and looked enviously yeah. maybe at the NES, or did you have consoles, or was Game Boy the only thing you could rely on for gaming?
I had the consoles and I had the Game Boy, but the library with Game Boy is very limited. But Mario Land 2 was one of the games I was lucky enough to get.
Nice. Nice.
I remember always being envious of my friends who had Game Boy and Mario Land 2 when we were on road trips, because I really loved Mario World, and I saw Mario Land 2 as kind of, you know, more Mario World levels, which really isn't entirely true, but at the time it seemed like it. And so I always, you know, tried to play that game whenever I had an opportunity. Took me many, many years before I actually owned it myself. So I think we're giving away a prize here. Is there a particular prize you'd like to get from the list?
Okay, looking from the list down there, right? I'm interested in the new Super Mario Bros. Wii jigsaw puzzle.
I have bad news. So there were two winners for this, and I just gave that away.
Okay.
I was just about to say something. I'm like, well, the odds of this are so small.
Okay, all right.
Okay, well, okay. Tell you what, you can take a look at the list and send your selection to James.
Yep, that will be fine by me. And I will mark it down. Of course, the sooner you send it to me, the less likely it is you have another prize taken out from under you.
All righty. Well, we're going to move on to the second game. Thank you very much for dialing in, Skyping in. I'm not sure what the right verb is.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Thank you very much.
All right.
Thank you very much. Love the show. Good luck.
Thanks. Okay. Next game, everyone. New chance to win. All right. So this may be confusing some folks, but I think we probably have a winner at this point.
We had a winner in about three notes.
Well, now we're still going to play all three songs for the folks listening, because not everyone knows it. But I do want to give an update on the charity drive here. Right now we've raised $2,680. And that, I believe, lets us go all the way up to, if I can scroll down here, we unlocked the Famicast.
Woohoo!
Yeah, so we're good through the 5 o'clock hour Eastern time.
That's awesome. That's with the 8-4 guys, and if you listen to their podcast, they're very entertaining. And, of course, the Famicast is really entertaining.
Yeah, but if you guys want to listen to Wait, Don't Tell Me with our buddies over at Nintendo Free Radio, as well as some special guests, you got to donate more. We're not there yet.
Before we continue, I do want to say I've already had my best bait guest of the day, so... Madden 2014.
One of the traditions in Radio Trivia Lives, if you don't know the answer, go for hilarity. So I'm glad to see that
accomplished.
I'm glad to see that tradition is well alive after 12 or 13 long years.
Oh God.
Yes, we've been doing this forever. I know, yeah. I've been hosting it for at least 12 years off and on, and before me, I know Johnny and. I want to say Evan Birchfield, I think.
Yep. Yep.
So this show has a lot of history. A lot of history. So we're going to move on to the second song from this game.
Cutscene.
I've been corrected by Johnny. I think I've been hosting this for 11 years because the show was founded in 2000. That's a long time ago. Long, long ass time ago.
I've been playing it for at least 6 or 7. I mean.
Yeah. And for those wondering what it was like back then, it was a lot like this format here. People participating in the chat room with a live radio stream. So, full circle. Alrighty, last song, and then we are going to tell everyone what game this is. We'll be right back. All right. Well, we're waiting for our winner to join us in the chat room or in Skype.
Coming right now.
Whew. What an action-packed song that is.
It is action-y.
Well, it's an action-packed game.
Hello?
Hello. Who do we have on the air here?
Yes, this is Jimmy Wolf.
Hey, Jimmy.
Hey.
All right, so what game is this?
This would be Ninja Gaiden for the Nintendo Entertainment System.
Yeah, which, funnily enough, came up, I believe, the last hour in the Eurocast. Pure coincidence.
It's a popular game.
Yeah.
I picked it up right away once the song started. I had my childhood has experienced a lot of pain and joy from this game.
So what would you say is like the most memorable thing about this game then?
Well, I would say I liked the cutscenes. They were pretty a big deal at the time, but
insane.
I would definitely have to remember the damn birds that would show up at the edge of the screen every time you go back and forth and they knock you over those stupid edges.
Oh, NES games.
So many deaths from that alone.
Yeah. Well, I've actually never played this game, believe it or not, but I have played Retro Game Challenge, which totally does a knockoff on it. So,
oh, yeah. That is an awesome game.
including the birds.
I think that the game is going to be soon on the eShop, so that might be a good way to experience it for the first time. And the eShop has save states.
Yay!
So, you know, probably a much... Yeah, you're going to save yourself a lot of frustration if you try to play that way.
As Tom mentioned, that they mentioned on the Eurocast, as it was called, Shadow Warriors in Europe, which is, I guess, because they'd never heard of ninjas before.
I think ninjas were not allowed at the time. You remember the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle debacle?
Mutant Turtles.
Or Teenage Ninja Turtles, you know?
Heroes.
Yeah, speaking of Retro Game Challenge, I really wish they had been able to bring the second one out in America.
Yeah. Oh, dear. Well, I mean, I think this is a pretty popular game. It's a game I really am overdue to at least check out because it's clearly a classic. So I'm looking forward to being able to play it on DS or 3DS.
Lots of patience. Lots and lots of patience.
Got save states, baby.
And I'm sure that you can make it through like the first two, three, maybe four levels without too much frustration. It's really on the last world that it becomes unbearable.
It's sadism.
Yeah.
So I have beaten this game, which was just a feat of the fact that emulators are a thing. And even with the ability to continue forever, it is still tremendously a traumatic experience to try to beat this game. I mean, it's constant skullduggery.
Well, I mean, it gets back to the old story of, you know, difficulty doesn't come from how many lives you got. It comes from how difficult the game design is, you know, and the placement of enemies and the placement of design, you know. It kind of gets back to the old, you know, Super Mario Brothers discussion we've had on RFN several times.
Yeah, but this one is special because usually when you die, when you continue, you restart at the beginning of the level that you're at. But when you die against the last boss, you're sent back all the way to the beginning of the previous world, I think. Something like that.
Wow.
It's really, really unfair.
Wow.
So every time that you're facing that last boss, it's you really want to win.
Yes. I don't want to do this anymore.
I know, it's
very good.
Yeah, it's good that those old Nintendo controllers were pretty much indestructible.
I think I broke a glass once throwing my NES controller.
Nice.
Fun fact, original NES controllers make excellent ninja stars.
Apparently.
Those would hurt
pretty
bad.
They're sharp enough to be one too, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, well, you should probably move on to the next game. Thanks for calling in, Jimmy.
Yeah, so you
get a prize, of course.
Yes. So it's from one of these collectibles, I guess, I can choose from.
Anything on the list except for the two we've given away so far, as far as I know.
All right. So you gave away the jigsaw puzzle. What was the other one?
We gave away the Mario Sports Mix shirt.
Ah, yes. I know what I want then.
Okay.
I will. Do I say it on the air, or do we do this?
Yeah, that's fine. Sure. Yeah, say it on the air.
Yeah, I'll go for the Link plushie.
Alrighty.
All right.
Great. Well,
thank you. Go ahead and send me your info in the chat or in the private message in the chat, and we'll make sure it gets out to you.
Sounds great.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
Moving on. Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye.
This one might be more of a head scratcher.
Well, yeah, I don't think I chose this one.
Just happened. I thought that was feedback over the audio for a minute, and then realized it was part of the song.
It goes into hyper mode. This is a reminder, folks, that all the games we've selected for this show were released on Nintendo platforms. So that isn't really a hint, but it might constrain your trade space. Oh, dear. Do we have any guesses yet, James?
No, we have one, but no.
Alrighty, well, maybe this last song will be a little more of a hint.
I'm still in the dark.
I have a guess from Guillaume. Does that count?
Maybe. You should already know what game it is, though. Oh, dear.
So you shut down my suggestion of Call of Duty Reflex because you thought it would be too obscure.
Yes.
And yet we only have one correct answer so far.
Is it from someone who can win a prize?
Well, they can't get on the call, but I'm willing to give them a prize.
All right. Well, anyway, they deserve it. So, all right. Well, we'll just reveal what the game is here. This is Pac-Man Versus.
Hey.
GameCube. Although the music itself is largely, I believe, taken from Pac-Mania, which was an arcade game. Hence why it sounds kind of like a Genesis game. Mm. So Pac-Man Versus, I don't know how to describe it. I mean, it's basically like Nintendo Land or a lot of the games in Nintendo Land. One person has a Game Boy Advance and sees the whole area, and the folks that are playing on the TV screen only see a zoomed-in view of their ghost. And so it's asymmetric multiplayer at its finest. So I don't know. Has anyone actually played this who's on the call?
I have played it before, yes.
Yes, I have. It's pretty fun. And yeah, I think it's very close to the way that the Wii U is going to work because you do pass around the GBA. The person, the ghost who catches Pac-Man, then it becomes his turn to become Pac-Man and to try to accumulate as many points as he can. So, yeah, you just pass the GBA around and take turns, and the first person to reach a certain score wins. And, yeah, it can be a lot of fun, although it was limited, you know, well, yeah, as we can expect from a game based on Pac-Man.
Yeah,
well, it was basically a Pac-Man bonus game, for better or worse.
Yeah, you could get it from Pac-Land 3, I believe, on the GameCube.
That was like the re-release of Pac-Man World 2. Which is actually a pretty good game. It had a bug in the GameCube version. I hope the re-release fixed it. Because you could not save your like new high scores when you went back to play the old levels. It was a pretty bad bug.
So, there was a... I can't remember what it was called, but there was actually a demo at E3 2011 that was essentially Pac-Man Versus on Wii U. I mean...
Yeah.
Effectively, it was not different in the slightest.
Yeah.
Except it had Miis.
Was it Chase Me?
Talking about Chase Me?
Yeah, yeah, that's what it's called.
Yeah, that's more or less in Nintendo Land, is my understanding. Maybe.
Yep.
Maybe it's spruced up a bit.
That game at that moment was Chase Me.
Yeah. Well, it's a great idea, and Nintendo Land has a bunch of different games in it, so if it's fun like Pac-Man Versus but has more variety to... You know, to make it so you can play it for more than 20 minutes without getting bored, then great. Because I had a lot of fun playing Pac-Man Versus with I think it was Dan Bloodworth and a couple of his friends way back when. I did want to give an update on the charity. We got 100 contributors. We've hit the mark of 100 contributors, and we got $2,730 raised for Child's Play. So we're still not quite there for unlocking the wait, don't tell me segment, but there is still time to donate.
Yep. I will give credit to the person who got the answer correct, which was BTP.
All right, well, good job. It sounds like you are a tried and true veteran of Radio Trivia, and you deserve a prize. So please coordinate with James via chat or Skype text to select your prize.
Working on that right now.
Excellent. All right, we're going to move on to the next game here, and hopefully won't be quite as obscure, though I will warn you, the music I selected is somewhat batshit insane, so enjoy.
Thank you.
I don't. What?
Hey, Purdue Trivia has a whole variety of stuff.
So let me just state right now, the answers I have gotten, there's a theme to them, but half of them are mental.
Can music troll you?
It just did. What do you think?
Yeah, it can.
Holy.
Wow. We're not giving away these prizes. You got to earn them, folks.
It's true.
Well, this is
you
one of my
you have to earn them by listening to this.
This is one of my picks, right?
Yes.
So, again, maybe that gives a clue as to what system it's on.
The fact that Guillaume had to ask is probably troubling. Wait, did I pick this game? This has been an adventure for my ears. But
if you listen carefully to that song, there are hints. There are riffs in there that give the game away. I promise you. In spite of its insaneness.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
No, this is more what I had in mind when I picked this game.
Yeah, well, this game has a really insane soundtrack.
It's a really insane game, I gotta say.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
So we've got our winner coming in right now.
Hopefully. Hello?
Hey!
Hi! I'm Alex. My name's Alex.
Hey, Alex. What game is this?
This is Balloon Kid for Game Boy.
Yes!
It is, yes.
Woo! Woo! Inside all of the crazy, this is Balloon Kid.
Oh, yeah. Well, what I love the most about this game's soundtrack is that it's somewhere between like Mario Land and Metroid. And there's a reason for that. Yes, Johnny's asking me to pimp the podcast, so I will. Discover Music Project. We have a Hip Tanaka episode in the archives with me and Johnny. Go check it out. It has a lot of songs kind of like what you just heard. But this is Balloon Kid. Alex, so do you own Balloon Kid? Did you play it way back when, or do you have it on the 3DS?
No, I got it for the 3DS Virtual Console just because all the other there were no games on 3DS eShop, so I just figured, hey, it's a game, I'll buy it. So
it's an awesome game.
Yep. So
that's
I got
Nintendo's marketing strategy in a short sentence.
And I really like the first track, the Pennsylvania track.
Is that what it is?
Pencil.
All the buildings in the background are pencils and matchsticks, and it's really, really weird. And that's before you get inside a giant whale.
Yeah, so there's a reason this is a sequel to Balloon Trip, basically, from Balloon Fight. And when they said trip, they meant trip.
Both ways.
Yeah. So, yeah, this game's pretty messed up, and a lot of the soundtrack is this sort of dissonant music.
Music is a strong word to describe what we just went through.
But I really like the game. The last stage, I still can't finish, but it's really fun, and you can do some really interesting stuff. Basically, it's kind of what if Balloon Trip, the mode in Balloon Fight, were an adventure, and you go through different levels, different worlds, and you can even just let go of your balloons at some point. So you can run underground and then try to inflate some more balloons by pressing repeatedly down on the D-pad. And this is all to rescue your kid brother who's been taken away by balloons. I don't know.
Those evil balloons. You have to save them with balloons.
Worst babysitter ever. Yeah.
As the box art is really creepy for this game, by the way. Like, just like Alice, the babysitter or little brother or older sister, she just has like really creepy smile. And it's just so perfect for this game's aura based on the music.
Oh my God. Yeah. Wow.
So, Alex, is there anything else you wanted to mention about this game before we move on?
No, not much about Balloon Kid.
So do you have a particular prize in mind?
I was wondering if that Professor Layton T-shirt is still available.
As far as I know, it is.
All right, I'd like that, please.
All right, send me your address in the private messages we have going, and I'll get it. Make sure it gets out there to you.
All right, thank you.
Sweet. So this is
that easy, folks.
It's probably going to have to be our last game here because we only have about 12 minutes left in the segment. But, we'll just do as much as we can. We'll see how it goes. I might cut off the music on this one a little bit to give us some more time to talk about it. But here we go. One more game.
Thank you.
That's a sampling of the first song. And once again, we are running a little low on time, so I think we're just going to push through these other two songs here and so that we have time to talk about it.
Awesome choice. Love it.
I did have someone guess a non-Nintendo game that, yeah. This game is distinct. Let's put it that way.
All right, one last song. Trying to figure out the game, guys. We want to give away another prize before this segment's over.
Thank you.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
Hey. Who do we have on?
I would be familiar. Pardon me?
Nothing. Nothing. Go on.
Sorry. I am Chris, a.k.a. GX.
Hey, GX. All right. We don't have a lot of time here. What game is this?
I do believe this would be Bit Trip Runner.
It is Bit Trip Runner for Wii, I guess, and as well as other systems. What's your favorite thing about this game?
The first level, which I could never get past. The boss, I could not get through the boss of the first world. So it's whatever timing was required for that, I just could not manage.
So you managed to get the game right, even though you've only played like the first world?
More than anything, it was just a style that I kind of recognized, and I just took a shot in the dark. So I kind of had to guess, because this is now my third year in a row I've been able to get something on trivia. So,
oh, jeez, this should go with one of the other winners then. God.
Oh, dear.
No, you were first, so you win.
Yay.
All right. Well, you have a particular prize, Ryan?
You know, 3D Classics Urban Champion is just so tempting.
Done! It's all yours!
But
is that a serious answer?
No, I think I'm going to go with the 8-bit Raccoon Mario painting. It feels more special for the occasion.
Fair enough.
Yeah, take that, Urban Champion.
Hey, if nobody claims it and you're just going to throw it out in the dumpster anyway, I'll take it and burn it for you guys.
burn a virtual thing.
I will put it on my DSi. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, crap. It's on 3DS. Well, I'll get a 3DS XL, then I'll burn my old 3DS. How's that sound? Fair?
There you go.
And
to point out that this painting is sweet and done by our own Andy Gergen. Quote, Jonathan Metz. Doctor. Jonathan Metz.
Yeah, I see a lot of his paintings on Facebook. He's really good.
Okay, well, GX, before you go, can you tell the folks or guests what our secret unannounced theme was behind all the game selections from this hour?
They were all fairly insane.
It's fair. It's not what we were going for, but it's actually fair.
Oh, dear.
Ninja Gaiden, Bit Trip Runner, Balloon Kid.
8-bit-ish?
Maybe it wasn't as obvious a theme as we thought it was.
We thought people would get it eventually. So I didn't think of it, so I'll let you guys.
Guillaume, this was your baby?
Well, I thought it would be cute if all the games had something to do with the Wii U launch period releases, the different titles that are going to launch for the Wii U. So Balloon Trip, Balloon Kid would be, would have to do with Nintendo Land, and Ninja Gaiden, of course, Ninja Gaiden 3, and, it all makes sense.
I don't know, guys. That was a bit of a stretch.
It's coming out in a week. Come on.
Oh, dear. Well, it was still a good lineup of games. And I think hopefully everyone had a really good time. It is time to transition over to our next segment, which is Who Wants to Be a Nintendo Heir?
And welcome to Who Wants to Be a Nintendo Heir? Yes. If you haven't listened to the game on connectivity before, it works a lot like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. I'm your host today, Scott Thompson. I've got Nate Andrews working the music and pulling new people into the game. So it should be all good. If you missed it earlier in the chat, if you do want to play, you're welcome to. This is all for you, the listeners, right now. If you haven't added him already, you need to add Nate to your Skype account. That's nate.andrews. I believe 125, if I'm not mistaken. And that way he can pull you into the game. And yeah, we're going to start like the show with a fastest finger question. So what I'm going to ask is if everyone in the IRC chat right now can refrain from typing anything for a second. We're going to give you guys a question. And anyone who has Skype and a headset and wants to play, you have an opportunity to answer this question. And then, yeah, get on to the game. We'll do as many as we can within the hour. And whoever has the highest score at the end will get two eShop gift cards. I guess both worth $20, if I'm not mistaken. So pretty good haul. If there's a tie, I don't know. I guess I'll give them to who I like best. No, we'll figure something out. Let's see. So, yeah, just so you guys know, I was just reminded by this, that you can always listen to Radio Trivia Podcast Edition if you liked that last segment, which you should do because it's a very good game. All right, so let's get started with our first fastest finger question. I'm going to read you the question and give you four choices. These fastest finger questions, you usually put them in some kind of order. So from biggest to smallest or oldest to newest or something along those lines. I'm going to read the question, and then you'll have about 30 seconds or so to organize your thoughts and post it into the chat. Whoever's got the first correct answer in the chat will come on and play our game. So let me get that first question ready, and I'll post it into the chat so you can see the choices. You don't have to type out the full choices, so like don't type out the full words. Just type A, B, C, or D. So if when you're ordering it, just put like C, A, B, D. Don't write out the words or you'll never win ever. All right. Okay, here we go. So this first question, let's see. Order these cartridges by size from smallest to biggest. A, Game Boy cartridge. B, Nintendo 64 cartridge. C, NES cartridge. And D, Super Nintendo cartridge. All right, and that will do it. Let's see. It looks like it was Daddy Mulk, judging by what Nate said. So he is our first contestant on Who Wants to Be Nintendo Air. And it looks like Nate is pulling him in right now. And also, for whoever wins this round, I've got to give you a code word for the eShop cards that you'll win. Let's go ahead and go with Yoshi Coin. I'm going to assume that hasn't been used yet. Let's hope so. Johnny's typing me something. Hopefully he's telling me I did a good job. Thumbs up. So yeah, Yoshi coin. You'll send that to contest@NintendoWorldReport.com to claim your prize if you are the winner. Hopefully I didn't just screw that up. And then just so you guys know, it looks like there were some questions. We'll do a lot of these. You guys will get another chance. But you do post this in the IRC chat for this first set with the fastest finger. Obviously, you're not in the Skype chat yet, so just post in the IRC.
Check, check.
Ah, there he is. So, hello, Daddy Mulk. Do you have a name, or should I call you Daddy Mulk?
Daddy Mulk works.
Okay, no, that's fine. So, yeah, welcome to Who Wants to Be a Nintendo Air. I think I said the code word. I said Yoshi coin. I'm getting yelled at in the chat. So, yeah, I'm going to give you some of the rules ahead of time here. So, much like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, each question gets progressively more difficult, and you'll get more and more money as you guys answer questions. You have three lifelines you can use if you get stuck on a question. There is 50-50, which I will remove two of the incorrect answers, leaving you one correct and one incorrect to choose from. There is Google search, where you will have 30 seconds to complete a Google search for the answer. And then there is the ask the audience. When you use this one, we will turn back to the IRC chat, and everyone in there can confer and try to work out the answer to the question together. I will ask everyone in the IRC chat as you are, you know, as we're playing this, don't shout out answers because it's very likely Daddy Mulk. I mean, he seems like an upstanding guy, but who knows? He could have that chat open and just taking your answers. We want him to earn this. So you can say like, hey, I know it. Oh. Yeah, little snafu there. So you can say, oh, good question, I know this one, that kind of stuff. But yeah, don't shout out the answer until after he's given his answer. All right. So let's get started. Are you ready to go, Daddy Mulk?
All set.
Okay. So, all right. So, and just so you know, Danny Milk, I will post the multiple choice answers in the chat here in the Skype, so you'll see them there, so you don't have to ask me to repeat them in case you forget any of them. So, for 100 points, which of the following is not an item in The Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time? Is it A, bow and arrow, B, bomb, C, F-15 fighter jet, or D, empty bottle?
Ooh, I'm going to have to go with C there.
Is that your final answer?
That is indeed.
And that is correct for 100 points. Yes, I do not remember the fighter jet in Ocarina of Time. Now, Majora's Mask, I think that's when that one shows up, actually. Anywho, let's move on to the 200-point question. Which of the following is not a piece of the Triforce according to Zelda lore? A, the Triforce of Courage. B, the Triforce of Wisdom. C, the Triforce of Power. Or D, the Triforce of Luck.
I'm going to have to go with D as in dog.
Final answer.
Correct.
And you are correct. It is indeed the Triforce of Luck, entirely made up. Moving right along to 300 points. Which of the following represents the setting of both Wii Sports Resort and Pilot Wings Resort? Is it A, Woohoo Island, B, Tropico Island, C, Lake Hialeah, or D, Hawaii?
Ooh, I'm going to have to go to the audience on that one.
Ooh, okay. All right, so, audience, before you start picking the choices, we're going to give it about 45 seconds. So, let's go ahead and start the timer now, and you, the audience, go ahead and say what you think it is. Alright, time is up. Audience, you can stop giving the answer now. Looks like overwhelmingly the audience seemed to think A. You can go with them or you can go with your own choice there, Daddy Mulk.
I'll go ahead and put my faith in the audience and go with A, please.
Final answer?
Yes.
Alright, well, you were smart to do so. It is indeed A, Woohoo Island. Very good, very good. Alright, so next for 500 points. How many stages are in Super Mario Bros. For the NES? Is it A, 50, B, 100, C, 32, or D, 30?
I will go with C as in cat.
C for 32. Is that your final answer?
It is.
And it is correct, yes, 32. Little simple math there, 8 times 4 should give you the correct answer. Maybe we could get technical and say 64 if you include the sort of bonus game at the end where it gets harder, but we're not going to be sticklers. All right, so for 1,000 points and your first plateau, if you get this question right and you miss a question later, this is where you'll drop back down to. So you'll definitely leave with at least 1,000 points. Not that they mean anything other than just winning this game. All right, let's see here. Which of the following characters appeared in Super Smash Bros. Melee? Is it A, Lucas, B, Lucario, C, Wario, or D, Dr. Mario?
Ooh. sweating on this one. You mean the original N64 Super Smash Brothers?
This would have been the GameCube game. Melee was the GameCube.
Oh, Melee. I apologize. Okay, which one appeared in Melee? I'm going to go with the D as in dog.
D for Dr. Mario. Is that your final answer?
Yes.
Nate triggered it before I could say correct. But yes, D is the correct answer. Yeah,
excellent.
Dr. Mario. Very good, very good. It's all right, Nate. So yes, you've reached your first plateau for 1,000 points. From here on out, the questions should get a little more difficult. And you still have two lifelines remaining. You have your 50-50 and your Google search. And we are going to go ahead and move on to 2,000 points now. Are you ready to go?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go. DuckTales 2 for the NES was released in which year? A, 1991, B, 1992, C, 1993, or D, 1994?
Ooh, if I could make it to the basement and look at my Famicom cartridge, I might have the answer, but I'm going to have to go with the 50-50 on that one.
The 50-50. All right, let's have the computer remove two of the incorrect answers. And we're left with A, 1991, or C, 1993.
That would be C as in cat.
C as in cat. Is that your final answer?
It is.
That is correct. Very good, Daddy Mo. Very good. So you've now made it to 2,000. All right, are you ready for the 4,000-point question?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go. Released in 1995 for the Super NES, which of the following is the subtitle for Tecmo Super Bowl III? Excuse me. A, Final Edition, B, All-Pro Edition, C, Championship Edition, or D, There Was No Subtitle?
Just waiting for them in chat here. I'm sorry, not chat, Skype.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay. I'm going to go with A, Final Edition.
A, Final Edition. Is that your final answer?
It is my final answer.
You are correct. Very good, very good. You were pretty sure about that one. You familiar with the game or just took a guess?
Actually, Tecmo Super Bowl II has been one of my white whales on completely my Sega Genesis collection, so pretty well versed with the subtitles.
There you go. Well, that was a question for you then. All right, well, up next is 8,000. You ready to go?
All set.
All right. All right, for 8,000 points, how many batteries does it take to power the Virtual Boy? Is it A, 2 C batteries, B, 4 AA batteries, C, 6 AA batteries, or D, 8 AA batteries?
Going to go with the Google search on this one.
Google search. All right, go ahead and open your internet browser. Don't search yet. Let me know when you are ready to go.
Okay, all set.
All right, we are going to start the timer now and begin your search. Right, what did you come up with?
All right, sorry, just a sec here. I am not finding it, so I'm going to take a shot in the dark and say...
Okay, well, let me remind you that you can either walk away with the 4,000 you've earned so far, or you can gamble and go for the 8,000. If you get it wrong, you'll drop to 1,000. And remember, you're competing. Whoever has the highest score at the end of this segment will get 2 eShop cards. So I just want to let you know, you can walk away.
Okay. I'm going to go with C, 6 AA batteries.
Okay, he's going for it. Is that your final answer?
That is my final answer.
Okay. And you are correct. Very good, very good. You made the right choice. So what guy did you there? You just wanted to take a guess, or you were just you just had a feeling, or what?
Just kind of picturing it in my mind, I knew 4AA was far too obvious.
Yeah.
It's a weird product. It had to be a weird configuration there.
All right. Well, there you go. Well, you made the right choice. Good job deducing that. So we are moving on now to 16,000 points. Here we go. All right. So for 16,000 points, what is the current version of the Wii system software in North America? Is it A, 5.0U, B, 4.3U, C, 4.1U, or D, 3.9A?
I know I have got one of the 4 points, but I can't tell which. I am going to walk away.
Going to walk away. Now, are you sure?
I'm sure.
Okay. He's going to walk away. Now, let's see. Just for fun, what would you have guessed?
I'm going to say B.
B, 4.3U. Well, you would have been correct. You would have moved on. But that's all right. You played it safe. Nothing wrong with that. So thanks to Eddie Mulk for being here. Just keep listening. We'll see. 8,000 so far. That puts you in the lead as the first contestant so far. And we'll see how things shake out at the end.
All right. Very good. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for being here. No problem. All right, so we're going to move on to our next round, and I have an update because I'm just really bad at this. The 2 eShop cards were actually for the mail-in contestant. They're not for this actual game. So whoever wins this game will actually get something else from our sort of prize pile, the 2 eShop you were supposed to email in, and I kind of botched that. So sorry if you didn't win it because I did that wrong. If that hasn't been decided yet, you can email contest@nintendoworldreport.com with the secret code YoshiCoin. My bad. All right, let's move on to the next fastest finger question. Let me get that ready here. All right. So again, if you're in the IRC chat, that's where you need to do this. So just be there. Make sure you've got Skype, a headset, everything else. If Nate doesn't know your screen name yet on Skype, that's not a big deal. You can give it to him if you end up winning this and getting in. All right, so the question is, order these connectivity hosts from oldest to youngest. A, Neil. B, Patrick. C, Zach. And D, Scott. All right, that will do it. Let's take a look. It looks like NBZ is the winner for this round, so he will come on the show. All right. I don't know if Nate, do we have his information loaded up? We need to wait a second to get him in there. Nope. I think here he comes. Should be just a second here. I'm getting some updates on the prizes here. Let me take a look. Sounds like each contestant who gets in will get to pick a prize, and whoever wins the overall game with the highest score will get to pick 2 prizes, so not too shabby. All
what?
Right, NBZ, are you here? You are here.
I'm here. Yeah, I'm here.
All right, great. How are you today?
I'm great. I called in just earlier on the first segment, but excited to get some questions on here. So,
okay, yeah. Great. Well, we're excited to have you. Let me take a look here. And do you want me to call you NBZ? Do you have a name you'd prefer to go by?
No, that's probably easier. My real name is quite difficult to pronounce, so you can okay. Leave it at that.
All right. No problem at all. Well, let's get started. Are you ready to go?
All right.
All right, here we go. All right, for 100 points, the first Nintendo American home console was A, the PlayStation Move, B, the Nintendo Entertainment System, C, the Famicom Disk System, or D, the Atari 2600.
That would be B, the Nintendo Entertainment System.
Final answer?
Yep.
All right, you are correct for 100 points.
Okay.
Let's move right along to the 200-point question. At the end of 1989's Metroid, players were shocked to discover that Samus was A, the Master Chief, B, a Metroid, C, a woman, D, an android.
That would be C, a woman.
Final answer.
Yes, that is.
All right. Yes, it is a woman. Correct for 200 points.
As awesome as it would be for her to be the Master Chief.
Yeah, that would be pretty good. Or just a Metroid inside the suit. That'd be good, too.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. So, for 300 points, Princess Peach's original American name was A, Princess Toadstool, B, Princess Leia, C, Mary, Princess of Scots, or D, Princess Mushroomhead.
I believe that is A, Princess Toadstool.
Final answer?
Yep.
All right, I believe you are correct. Yes, Princess Toadstool for 300 points.
Okay, good.
All right. Now, for 500 points, the original N64 Turok game had what subtitle? A, Bargain Hunter, B, Son of Stone, C, Dinosaur Hunter, or D, Back for the First Time?
I believe that is C, Dinosaur Hunter.
Final answer?
Yep.
You are correct. Yes, Dinosaur Hunter.
All right.
And now for 1,000 points, which will be the first plateau you'll reach here. Which of these is not a Robot Master in Mega Man 2? A, Bubble Man, B, Bomber Man, C, Wood Man, or D, Quick Man?
Oh man, this is a tough one. I haven't played Mega Man 2, so I am probably going to go with asking the audience.
Asking the audience. All right, I'm going to turn it over to the IRC chat. You guys, starting in just a second, you can start discussing that as soon as you hear the music start playing. So Nate, whenever you're ready. There you go. Do it. IRC chat, you can refrain from discussing now until we move along. MBZ, what are you going with?
I'm kicking myself now because looking at them again, it's very obvious, but it is it's B, Bomberman.
Yeah. Final answer?
Yeah, that is.
And that is correct. Very good. Yeah, for anyone who listens to this later and isn't in the IRC chat, it's great how that quickly moved from the right answer, which everyone knew, to discussing who owns Bomberman. Apparently there was a little more confusion with that than the actual question. All right, well, next up, so you've hit your plateau, and next up is 2,000 points. Are you ready to go?
I'm ready to go. Let's do this.
All right, here we go. Okay, for 2,000 points, in addition to the Master Sword, Link needs this weapon to defeat Ganon in Link to the Past. Is it A, the light arrows, B, the red boomerang, C, the ice rod, or D, the claw shot?
I believe that it is A, the light arrows.
Is that your final answer?
I'm going to go with that, yeah.
Okay. That is correct. Yeah. All right, let's move right along to 4,000 points. Are you ready to go?
Mm-hmm.
All right, here we are. For 4,000 points, in the Super Mario Bros. Super Show, Mario himself was played by A. Eric Estrada, B. Denny Wells, C. Lou Albano, or D. Bob Hoskins?
That is D. Bob Hoskins.
Is that your final answer?
I'm going to go with that, yes.
I'm sorry, that is incorrect. Nate, when did you feel extra sad about that one? The Bob Hoskins played Mario in the Mario movie, but it was Lou Albano, the professional wrestler, in the Super Mario Brothers Super Show. Easy to mix up there.
Cool.
So, well, very good job, Bill. You got to 1,000 points, and you'll still get one of our prizes. You know, from our prize pile. I don't know if we'll contact you later or if we'll sort that out at the end. Oh, okay. Yeah. See, Johnny says to email him, and he'll get that taken care of. All right. Well, let's go ahead and move on to our next contestant. Okay, back to the IRC chat we are. We've about halfway through now, and we've done two contestants. Hopefully we'll get in two more. Maybe we'll squeeze in a third one if we get a chance. All right, but here is your question. For Super Nintendo Mario games from oldest to most recent, A... One second. Okay. A, Mario's Time Machine. B, Super Mario World. C, Mario Super Mario Kart. Or D, Mario Paint. All right, and that will do it. Let's see who the winner was there. Nate's trying to figure it out. Let's see if he can... Oh, what's that? No correct answers? Could that be right? Let's see. Let's take a look at it here. The correct answer is B, D, C, and A. Did anyone have B, D, C, and A? If not, we'll have to move on to the next one. B, D, C, and A. B, D... No, I don't see one either. Nope. Okay. We're going to have to move on to the next question. Wow, a stumper. Oh, wait. Ninsage is saying he did. Is that true? Let's take a look. Ninsage, where are you? B, C, D, A. Is that... No, that's not what I said, is it? No, C... Wait, B, D, C, A. No, you had it wrong. All right, let's move on to the next one. All right, yeah, that one stumped them. Yeah, good job, though. You are disqualified. All right, here is the next question. Okay. Order these Super Mario Brothers enemies from first to last in terms of appearance. That means the first one you see, the second one you see, and so on down the line. A, Piranha Plant. B, Goomba. C, Koopa Troopa Green. And D, Koopa Troopa Red. That will do it. And it sounds like Newt had the correct answer. It is indeed the Goomba, the green Koopa Troopa, a Piranha Plant, and then the red Koopa Troopa. All right. It sounds like Nate doesn't have your information yet, Newt, so you need to add him on Skype so we can get you into the game. His Skype name, nate.andrews125. Go ahead and add him, and that way we can get you in there. Hopefully you have Skype and a headset and you weren't just playing for fun, or we'll have to go with who had it second, I guess. Let's take a second here and see what happens. Nate is typing. For all of you who are new to this game, we do play this every so often on our podcast Connectivity. You can find it there. We also do Jeopardy. And it's pretty new, but people seem to be a big fan of it. We are trying to get to play it at PAX East. We've submitted it as a form, so we'll, or a panel, so we'll see what happens. We did get to do Jeopardy last year, so if you live on the East Coast or in Boston or really just love transportation, you can come and play live there as well. It should be good. I still haven't heard anything from Newt, so I think we might move on to our next contestant. Newt, maybe we'll get you back into the next one. Don't want to hold things up. Let's go ahead. I think Alex NYC was our second. Nate, do we have Alex added on Skype? If not, we'll need to get him added too. No, we don't. Okay. Alex NYC, go ahead and add Nate if you have Skype. Again, if you're doing the fastest finger, make sure you have Skype and a headset, or there's not much use in this because we won't be able to get you on. James Jones has informed me he's already won something today. So I guess maybe he's just really lucky, or if he doesn't get set up on Skype, maybe we'll just move on to the third person who got it right. Let's give it a second here. We are short on time, but okay, Nate's got him. Nate's got him, so we'll go ahead and bring him in. He's just that good at winning these things. Just be a second here. So I'm the only one who's like kind of freaking out that the Wii U comes out next week, and probably not going to sleep at all this entire week. Very much looking forward to that. Let's see here. He's added to the chat. Let's see if he gets on the call. Oh. Dropped him. We'll get him in here in a second, I think. Should have enough time to do at least one more contestant. I hope we can squeeze in the second. Again, thanks everyone for donating. Let's take a look and see if we have an update here. We are at $3,216, 80% of our goal. And let's see. We need about $300 more to unlock the next segment, and I think we have him here. Jimmy Wolf is his Skype name. Hello, Jimmy Wolf. Hello. Can you hear me? Oh, no. I do not hear Jimmy Wolf. He is in the chat, but I am not hearing him. No, nothing so far. Let's see here. Maybe I'll look through here, and maybe we'll have to pick out a third contestant to come on. We'll give him a second to try to sort it out, but let's see. Oh, okay. Wait, it looks like we found Newt, actually. Well, Newt won it first. Let's try to put Newt in. He earned it. Sorry, Jimmy Wolf. We're just not hearing you. We got to keep moving. Nate, try to add Newt if we can. All right, he is getting added in now. So yeah, again, we need $300 to unlock the next segment, the 3DS report card with Craig Harris and Billy Berghammer. That will definitely be a great one. It'll be great to hear those guys. Newt, are you here?
I am here.
Oh, look at that. We've got him. That is great. Thought the show was over for a second. All right, Newt, how are you today?
I'm doing fine. Been looking forward to this.
Yes. Well, I'm glad. I'm glad. We're glad to have you here. Glad we got a hold of you after that. Are you good going by Newt? Do you have a first name you'd like to use?
I'm fine with Newt.
I thought everyone would be like, sure, my first name is so-and-so, but so far, 0 for 3, but that's okay.
Well, if you want, right. If you want, I can add a name.
You know what? No, I like Newt. I kind of like the mystery. I'm into it.
Yeah.
Let's get started then with another round of Who Wants to Be a Nintendo-aire? All right, let's get rolling. So for 100 points, in Metroid Other M, Samus's voice acting has been described as A, passionate, B, robotic, C, helium-filled, or D, seductive.
I wonder. I'm going to go with B, robotic.
Your final answer?
Sure.
Yes, you are correct for 100 points. Absolutely robotic. And let's move on to 200. The first level of Earthworm Jim takes place in A, hellish wasteland, B, Compton, C, a tire-filled dump, or D, your mind's eye.
Again, another tough one. I'm not sure, actually. It's been a while since I played Earthworm Jim last. You know what? I think I might just... Yeah, I'm thinking C.
Thinking C. Is that your final answer?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, you are correct. Yes, a tire-filled bump. I could see it being between that and a hellish wasteland, but yeah. It is indeed C. So let's move right along to 300 points. It's Wario's favorite food. A, garlic. B, M&M's. C, mint juleps. Or D, ostrich burgers.
I'll go with A.
A, garlic. Is that your final answer?
Yep.
A it is. You are correct. On to 500 points. What is the name of the tropical island in Super Mario Sunshine? Is it Isla Nublar, Isle Delfino, Lord Howe Island, or Island of the Mischiera? Oh, jeez, should have read that one ahead of time.
Wait, the Mischiera? That sounds familiar. Yeah. I'm going to go with, actually, no, never mind. Let's go with Delfino.
Okay, final answer?
Yep.
It is Isle Delfino. Good thing you slowed down and went with that one. That could have been bad. All right, we are on to 1,000 points, and your first plateau, if you get this right, you will not leave with less than 1,000 points, but again, those points are fairly useless, so. Which of these is not a deity from Eternal Darkness, Sanity's Requiem? Oh, this is going to be fun to pronounce. A, Mantarok, B, Zelotop, C, Cthulhu, or D, Ulioth?
The only one I recognize from that is Cthulhu, but somehow that seems wrong. Can I just hear the options again?
They're in the Skype chat, but yes, if you want to make me try to pronounce these again, I will do so. A,
yes, please.
A, Mantarok, B, Zelotop, C, Cthulhu, and D, Ulioth.
You know what, just because it's the only one I recognize, let's go with Cthulhu.
Good choice. It is indeed C. Cthulhu does not appear in Eternal Darkness, Sanity's Requiem. So you have done it for 1,000 points.
Excellent.
All right. So that'll get you to your first milestone there. You will not leave with less than 1,000. And let's go ahead and move on now to the 2,000-point question. Again, the questions will start to get more difficult from here on out. You have all your lifelines in tow. That's a good thing. In Super Metroid, Mother Brain's final form can only be heard using what beam? A, Spacer. B, Final. C, Wave. D, Hyper.
This is Super Metroid, so I'm going
to... Oh, you cut out a little bit. Are you still there? Nope. Uh-oh. Newt, if you can hear me, type your answer in the chat. I think we've lost you for a second here. You're still in the call, but I can't hear
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I'm here. It's
Okay, good. Close one. Go ahead and give us your answer.
Okay, my answer, because it's Super Metroid, let's go with Hyper Beam.
Hyper Beam, is that your final answer?
It is.
That is correct. All right, next up, the 4,000-point question. Are you ready to go?
Yeah, let's do this.
All right, here we go. For 4,000 points, in Wind Waker, what is your reward for filling all the decoration stands on Windfall Island? Is it A, a piece of heart, B, 500 rupees, C, a large wallet, or D, an important sea chart?
This was particularly annoying, and I'm sad to say that the answer is that you only got a piece of heart from doing that.
Is that your final answer?
Yep.
It is indeed a piece of heart. Very good. You seem to remember that. You played that game recently, or just remember it because it was very annoying?
It was stupidly horrible.
So it made a very bad impression.
Very much so.
It might have just won you some extra prizes here in Who Wants to Be Nintendoware, so I guess it wasn't all for nothing. Let's go ahead
Hopefully
now and
not.
Move on to yeah. Let's go on and move on to the 8,000-point question. For 8,000 points, what is the subtitle of Ogre Battle 64? Is it A, March of the Black Queen, B, Let Us Cling Together, C, Person of Lordly Caliber, or D, The Knights of Lotus?
James Jones, I have to thank you for making us do that retroactive, because otherwise I wouldn't even know this game. This is March of the Black Queen.
Okay, is that your final answer?
This is my final answer.
Oof, unfortunately, James Jones has led you wrong. That is the incorrect answer. Yes, the for the Ogre Battle 64, it is Person of Lordly Caliber. Yes, March of the Black Queen, that may have been the subtitle for perhaps a different game. I'm not sure. James is typing in the chat. He has stopped. But either way, that is incorrect. He says, don't rope me into this. very, very sorry, Newt. You were on a roll there. I thought you were going to take command. With that correct answer, you would have tied our number one score with Daddy Mulk. But unfortunately, that drops you to 1,000, tied for second place with NBZ. Okay. All right. Well, thank you for being on. We really appreciate it. Thanks for getting on Skype. And yeah. All right. Well, let's move on to our next contestant. Okay, back to the IRC chat we go. Again, only participate in this if you do have Skype and a headset. If you haven't sent Nate your information yet, that's fine. We'll get you in there, but let's not delay things too much. We got to keep rolling. We got 15 minutes to go. All right, the next fastest finger question. I guess they're not really questions, but still. Let's see. Order these first party Wii games from oldest to newest. A, Wii Music. B, Wii Sports Resort. C, Wii Play. D, Wii Fit. All right, and that is it. Let's take a look what Nate has to say. He says it is Bri who has gotten the correct answer first. So congratulations, Bri. Let's get into the chat. Oh, look. Looks like we've got you right here. It's good. No no delay here, hopefully. And while we get him in, let's take a look at the donations again. Let's see. Carl had told me to take a look at it. Looks like it's still 3216, I think what we had talked about before we got Newt on there. Again, be sure to donate some money. We've got two segments to go. You do not want to miss those. Should be a lot of fun. We definitely cleared them last year. We don't want to take a step back here. We want to keep going. So if you haven't given money yet and you are able to do so, we would greatly appreciate it. And yeah, let's keep working on getting Brian here. He was in the chat, has left. Let's see what Nate's saying. Says he's adding. All right, should only be a second here. I think if I keep things moving here on the questions, you know, don't pull a Regis too much. I think we can get through this and maybe still get one more contestant. We'll just have to really go quick with it. We'll just see how it goes. If not, if we've only got a few minutes, maybe just for fun, I'll read off some of our million-point questions since it doesn't look like we'll get to any of those, and we'll see if anyone in the chat can get those correct. All right, Bri, are you here?
Yep, I'm here.
Okay, great, great. A little quiet. I don't know if you can turn up your mic volume at all. Let's see. Try again.
Hey, can you hear me all right?
Yeah, a little better now. Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Okay.
Beautiful. All right, well, what can I call you, Bri? Or do you just want to go by Bri?
Bri is fine, thanks.
Bri is fine. There we go. You guys just put your names into your usernames. I like it. All right, well, let's get started with the next round of Who Wants to Be a Nintendo Heir. Okay, for 100 points, it's dangerous to go alone. Take this. A croissant. B, a single action army revolver. C, a sword. Or D, Hulk hands.
C, a sword. Final answer.
That is correct. For 200 points. Let's see here. Okay. Pikachu is what type of Pokemon? A, ghost. B, electric. C, poison. Or D, Helvetica.
Electric. Final answer.
Final answer. You are correct. Now for 300 points. What color was the blood in the SNES version of Mortal Kombat? Was it A, Well, it's not that one anyway. B, olive drab. C, invisible. Or D, papaya.
I'm going to go with olive drab. Final answer. Oh, wait, no, crap. Sorry.
That is incorrect.
I need to change the color. It's Mortal Kombat 2.
Yeah, and in fact, there is no blood at all in the original Mortal Kombat and SNES. It is invisible. C. I don't know what that was.
I'm so good. Anytime you guys have the podcast with this.
Yeah, I don't know what that was. I think that was maybe Nate's soundboard. Maybe it was an advertisement for that. Who knows? Or maybe he was just. Had something queued up specifically if someone got a wrong answer early on. Anyway, thank you, Bri, for being here. I'm very sorry things didn't work out. You still will get a prize, though, for being a contestant. Make sure to email Johnny. He'll get you taken care of. And, well, we've got time, so let's move on to our next contestant. Let's get to the IRC chat. All right. Let me paste this in the chat here. Okay, our next fastest finger. Order these Star Wars games from most recent to oldest. A, Lego Star Wars. B, Super Star Wars. C, Episode 1 Racer. And D, Rogue Squadron. Alright, let's take a look. It looks like it was Shaman, who will in fact be on a little bit later. So he's getting to come onto a segment a little early. Let's get Shaman into the chat here. Yeah, again, it was, let's see, what did I do? From most recent to oldest. So it was in fact A, Lego Star Wars, C, Episode 1 Podracer, D, Rogue Squadron, and then B, Super Star Wars. So we'll get Shaman on here. It looks like, yeah, we're going to have time for one more contestant unless, unfortunately, we have another person bite it in the first question or so. And then in that case, we will have to move on to a next person. We'll get him in here. Update on the donations. We have now hit $3,426. You guys are awesome. We are $80, not even that, $74 away from our next segment unlocking. You guys definitely want to get there. And then after that, we just got to get to 4,000. And then it's just shenanigans with your live calls, which is always a good time. So let's make sure we get there. And Shaman will be in here in just a second. You know, for fun, while we're waiting for him, I'm going to give you guys a million point question. It's not really going to be for anything, but let's just give you guys an idea of what a million point question would have been like. Here we go. Who was the author listed on the Worlds of Power novelization Ninja Gaiden? Is it A, Ellen Miles, B, A.L. Singer, C, Christopher Howell, or D, Alexander Frost? Yes, that would have been a million point question. I don't know if, we've got some guesses here. A lot of C's, it looks like, and A, mostly a lot of C's. I'll go ahead and jump in here. It was actually B, A.L. Singer. I don't see a single B in here, so... There you go. That was the kind of question you'd get at a million. Looks like Shaman is still coming in. Just for fun, let's read you another million point question. Maybe this one will be a little bit easier. Okay, ooh, this is a good one. How many E-Tanks can be found, not dropped randomly, in Mega Man 5? Is it A6, B8, C10, or D12? For all you Mega Man 5 fans out there. Everyone in the chat, very surprised that the questions get to this level. Go back and watch Who Wants to Be a Millionaire and take a look at those million-dollar questions. It is very difficult. The answer is, looks like we've had a few, but I think it's probably mostly guesses, was B with 8 E-Tanks that are found, not dropped randomly. Looks like Shaman's getting into the call here. Let's see if he gets connected. Shaman, are you there?
I am here.
Beautiful, beautiful. Shaman, what can we call you? Shaman, Donald, Mick, what do you like to go by?
Just go with Donald for now.
Donald for now, there we go. All right, well, let's get started with our next and looks like final round of Who Wants to Be a Nintendo Heir?
Who
right. We'll make this one quick because we are coming up against the clock here. For 100 points, which of the following is Mario's brother's name? A, Peach, B, Toad, C, Chris Redfield, or D, Luigi?
D, Luigi, final answer.
Correct! For 200 points, which Nintendo competitor advertised that they did what Nintendo don't? A, Hudson, B, Konami, C, Sega, or D, Pixar?
C, Sega, final answer.
Correct. Now, for 300 points, which of the following was a GameCube launch title? A, Pikmin, B, Luigi's Mansion, C, Super Smash Bros., or D, Metroid Prime?
B, final answer.
The final answer is correct, Luigi's Mansion. Now for 500 points. Including the upcoming Wii U, Nintendo has released how many home video game consoles in North America? A, 6, B, 7, C, 5, or D, 9?
A, no, wait, NES, SNES, N64, GameCube, Wii, Wii U, A, 6, final answer.
Final answer. That is correct. Yes, had to stop and do the math a little bit. Don't blame you. Let's move on to the 1,000-point question and your first plateau. Which of the following is not the name of a Resident Evil game released for GameCube? A, Resident Evil 0, B, Resident Evil Code Veronica, C, Resident Evil 2, or D, Resident Evil Outbreak?
I'm going to use the 50-50 on this one.
50-50. All right, let's remove. Have the computer remove two incorrect answers. All right, we're left with A, Resident Evil 0, and D, Resident Evil Outbreak.
D, Outbreak, final answer.
Final answer. That is correct. All right, let's move on to the 2,000-point question then. In Japan, the front of Nintendo's 8-bit console has what text? A, Family Computer, B, Super Mario Brothers, C, Famicom, or D, Video Game?
I think I'm going to have to ask the audience on this one.
Ask the audience. All right, so in just a second, we will turn it all over to the IRC chat. Again, let me read that question one more time. In Japan, the front of Nintendo's 8-bit console has what text? A, Family Computer, B, Super Mario Brothers, C, Famicom, or D, Video Game? Go ahead, guys, take it away. Okay, time is up. IRC chat, no more discussion. Go ahead, Shaven.
Okay, well, looks like most of them are saying A, so unless it's one of the Russian audiences that likes to screw with you, I'll go with A, Family Computer, final answer.
All right, final answer. That is correct. Very good, very good. Let's go ahead now and move on to the 4,000-point question. All right, for 4,000 points, which of the following characters was not in the original Super Smash Bros. For Nintendo 64? Was it A, Ness, B, Bowser, C, Pikachu, or D, Jigglypuff?
B, Bowser, final answer.
Final answer. That is correct. All right, we are running short on time, so let's go ahead and move right on to the 8,000-point question. Now, if you get this right, you will tie Daddy Mulk from the beginning, so that'll put you guys at a tie, and then you get the next one right, you take the grand prize. We'll see what happens. For 8,000 points, which of the following was the launch price of the GameCube in North America? Was it A, $199.99, B, $179.99, C, $249.99, or D, $219.99?
I'm going to take a shot at this and go with A, $199.99, final answer.
Final answer. That is correct. Okay, very good, very good. That brings us to 16,000. What we're going to do here, if you get this right, we're just going to call you the winner, and we're going to call the show over because we're ending up on time here. Get it wrong, well, then Daddy Mulk's our winner. So it's all going to come down to this. You've got, I believe, one lifeline left. You've got your Google. That's a good one to have here. Let's go ahead and move on to the 16,000-point question. In Mega Man X, Mega Man can unlock a top-secret weapon which originated in this other Capcom title. A, Super Ghouls and Ghosts. B, Final Fight. C, Street Fighter II. Or D, Disney's Aladdin.
It's the Hadouken from C, Street Fighter II. Final answer.
Final answer. That is correct. Very good, very good. So yes, you are our winner. Way to go, Shaman, or Donald, or whatever we're going to call you. So you get to claim two prizes out of the pool of prizes.
And I know one of them already. I'll spare someone else from the Urban Champion.
Well, there we go. Very compassionate of you, Shaman. We appreciate that. Before we get out of here, let's do one more update. We are still at $3,442, just shy of that next segment unlock. So let's keep throwing in some money there, people, if we can. And that's pretty much going to do it here. So thanks, everyone, for participating. It's been a lot of fun. You can stick around next for Shaman, I think, to be right back if I'm not... No. He comes up a little later. Next, we've got the Famicast live from Japan featuring the 8-4 Play crew. And it looks like they're all ready to go, so I think we're going to get out of here. Thanks, guys, for playing and for donating, and we'll talk to you later.
Now we are complete. Now we are 8-4 Play Cross Famicast, if you will.
Woo! Note to self, iPad and iPhone Skype's not so great with the group calls.
Yeah. It is possible.
Yes, I'm holding the shell of a webcam.
You're wondering. Your voice sounds a little weird, but
I know. Are you okay?
More sense now.
I'm okay.
Okay, you're not dying. By the way, JJ is our technical podcast advisor. He's the one who puts together the podcast every week.
At least basically, he was.
Ironically yes. enough,
right.
At least it wasn't about 5 minutes ago.
Skype working on our own podcast yet, but yes. we're gonna get that worked out one of these days. We want
to
take
it works. We just have to use it.
Yeah. Oh, did you got it working again?
Oh, I got it working. It's all good. Shit. Okay. So yes,
this is for the kids, but I'm pretty sure kids aren't listening, so we can have explicit language too. So. You know, first off, I think we're going to try to talk about some Animal Crossing New Leaf because that just came out here in Japan on November 8th. And apparently, Mark and Brendan think they're just way too cool to play Animal Crossing. So I guess that just leaves the real JJ and I who actually have it, have been playing it.
Yeah, they're wrong.
They think they're
too cool.
Yes.
I don't think I'm too cool for it. I want you to convince me, JJ. I trust your opinion on these things.
Oh, no you don't.
No, I don't really, but I need to say something.
Right.
Yeah. If I may interject here for a second. Just one second.
Sure.
We have a contest going on to win a Zelda Anniversary Wii DSi Shop card, and I'm supposed to be giving out a code word. So for all of you listeners out there listening in, well, first of all, if you hear this code word, I want you guys to go ahead and email to contest@nintendoworldreport.com, and the contest word is going to be pickle juice. So remember your pickle juice and go ahead and, email us. So
what if we shouldn't use pickle juice in our normal conversation?
It's we're always use those.
I just said it right now, though. Does that one doesn't count? Just to make that clear.
Yeah, no, but, I was just trying to get some pickle juice, but you know.
Yeah, avoid the PJ discussion and Animal Crossing. All right.
I mean, there's a lot of PJ and AC, so I don't know what we're gonna do. So
right.
Yeah.
But anyway, so JJ has been playing Animal Crossing, apparently. And,
yes, I'm actually playing it right now.
My God. Actually, you know, with Animal Crossing on the GameCube and the DS, I was never, ever up early in the morning to play. So what is it, the turnip stuff on like Sunday mornings? You know what I'm talking about?
Actually, so I've been making actual like progress in the game, and I just opened the Street Pass area. So I've been looking at that. But yeah, Sunday is the stock market, Animal Crossing stock market or whatever.
Yeah.
And I plan to buy some beets or what are they? What are they? Kabu.
Turnips?
Turnips.
Not convincing me so far.
Yeah.
JJ, how long did you have to play to unlock that Street Pass stuff?
So what you have to do is basically you start the game and they give you a tent, and then you have to pay off like the down payment on your home, which is only like 10,000 bells. You can do that easily in a day, but since you know, I work until I get home around 8:30 at night, and by then most of the shops are closed. I wasn't really able to sell things at the beginning, but then I realized the recycle shop was open till 11, and then I like quickly paid it off. And then the next day I had my house, and then the day after that I could do Street Pass. So altogether, maybe like 3 days,
buying the new house would unlock Street Pass.
Right, because the whole purpose of Street Pass is to be able to share your house and see other people's houses, and you can. You can go into their houses, and I think what I just read said that you could buy anything in them for a slightly inflated price, which is kind of cool.
But you're not actually buying it from them. You're just getting a copy, right?
Right.
Okay. I don't want to walk into my house one day and find it empty.
Right, yeah. There's no, like, crazy stealing. This isn't Dark Souls.
That's what I would start. That would get me interested. If I could be breaking into other Animal Crossing characters' houses and like planting shit in there or stealing stuff.
Yeah, I don't think you can
plant that. Evidence of Mr. Rossetti's, you know, gruesome murder spree or what have you.
No, he got
Awakening where you could steal items from the item shop. I want that to happen in Animal Crossing. And then you get banned from that village, and if you go there, you get attacked.
Come on, guys. The Animal Crossing world is a wholesome world. Where people don't steal.
Well, okay, so JJ, give me the elevator pitch of what's different about New Leaf over other Animal Crossings, previous ones. Like, what's the big killer functionality besides? I'm guessing like kind of crazy street passing.
Well, I mean, it's basically Animal Crossing taken to the next level. Instead of going around and designing your house, you can also design your town.
Right, because you're the mayor now.
Yes, you're the mayor now. That means you can like add bridges and like lampposts and all sorts of things to kind of customize your town in a way that you couldn't before. Also, you know, there's the ability. I don't know if this was in the last one, but you can go to other people's towns through the internet.
Yeah,
including people you don't even know. Which is kind of cool. I know it's shocking. Can't believe Nintendo would do something like that.
Online? What?
Yeah, and
child molester town.
Yes. Well, you know, actually
phone number in a Nintendo pattern of donuts on the floor of this stranger's house.
Nintendo set up a place called Nintendo Land that you can go to. That has like all sorts of crazy Nintendo themed stuff. I haven't been there yet because I haven't opened up the Dream Land or whatever. But
that you access by going through a massage parlor.
Yes, kind of sketchy.
Okay, really?
It's getting kind of adult, getting kind of sexy.
But it's,
you know,
it's a very wholesome massage.
What kind of animal is the masseuse?
I actually don't know. I don't have the place open yet. I can go to their website. Oh wait, that's not. But yeah, it's a bear maybe.
Yeah, we're slowly leaving the wholesome area behind. Actually, not slowly at all.
You do not care about the kind of. Oh, it's a walrus. It's a sleepy walrus.
That makes it all better.
Yeah.
Well, so that... characters. So I read something from the new Famitsu that said it's like 100 returning old characters and like 20 new characters.
Right.
It's like a deer and a hamster or something.
I'm not too familiar with, like, you know, all of the characters from Animal Crossing, but I do know that, like, they have these two alpacas that are new. Those guys are kind of cool.
Yeah.
They run the recycle. Well,
someone pretending to be Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer is in it. I just saw that in the Famitsu.
Oh, that's cool. Does he have, like, a red nose and everything?
Yes, he does.
Hey, how much of the characters' personalities, like... My impression of that game is that it got a lot added to it in the localization, but I've never actually checked out the Japanese. Like, how much is all the Mr. Rossetti, like, really, you know, all the different, really distinct, really flavorful text in the Japanese version? Is that kind of coming through?
Yeah, it is, actually, because, well, for instance, Mr. Rossetti... speaks in, like, hardcore Osaka dialect. And when you first see him in this game, he you know, goes off, and then he starts talking about how he's been fired by the government. And they make all these, like, funny references to actual, like, Japanese politics and stuff like that. It's really funny, yeah.
Huh.
I wonder how many kids playing the game would actually understand that.
Oh, well, I think plenty would.
So it's really hitting the same kind of Pixar-y tone where, like, adults playing it. I mean, it's for a younger set, but adults playing it are getting some stuff out of it.
Right.
It sounds like.
Yeah, totally.
That's cool. Cool.
Yeah. Did you guys play the original Animal Crossing? Well, at least the GameCube version when it came out, like, went back in the day?
Very little. Yeah.
I never had a GameCube, actually.
Oh, man. Well... I posed this question to our listeners the other day. I had a villager named Nosegay. I don't...
That sounds familiar.
It was like a anteater or something, and I don't know. She's kind of a jerk. So, like, my brother and I would always just, like, hit her with the net and just, like, run into her all the time and try to get her to leave, you know, our town, but she never left. I don't know. I don't know if anybody else out there listening has ever had a Nosegay. She's like I said, like I think like an anteater, pink dress, rotten attitude. Yeah, I don't know. That was just kind of weird and kind
of funny.
I'm
sure there are internet websites out there talking about Nosegay sightings. Have you seen the Nosegay?
It sounds like a schoolyard, you know, like a Minus World schoolyard thing. Like, yeah. Oh man, I heard how you get Nosegay is, you know, you put 600 paintings in the basement of your house or something.
Yeah, apparently Nosegay is also a flower, a real life, honest to God flower.
Ah, well then that name makes sense.
Yeah.
Hey, something else about this game that, that I think is interesting is how, they're going to be pushing it. Well, first of all, the Japanese limited edition system is the Animal Crossing limited edition 3DS that they came out with is pretty freaking cool and really great idea. I think it's
definitely,
pretty obvious to me. At least it seems like it's aimed at maybe at women a little more than the normal system, just by the design, kind of mimicking the Louis Vuitton.
Right.
That's the one that was based on Louis Vuitton.
Yeah.
Yes.
But it is really cool looking. But the other thing is how they're pushing it as a download game here in Japan, which is really rare for anybody, but, you know, very rare for Nintendo. And it's really the first game that on TV they're pushing as, hey, you can download this game and always have it in your system.
You know, it's funny. It's not only like Nintendo's first time ever publicizing something like that. I feel like it's the first time I've ever seen a TV commercial where they're like, "Oh yeah, you can download video games."
Exactly. Exactly.
Right. Exactly.
It's
people don't even think in those terms.
Yeah, I think it's
great. Ahead, Daniel. I mean, yeah, that's okay. It's okay. Nintendo. You know, you would think. Well, at least I was thinking initially when they're talking about this new download initiative and stuff like that. It just seemed to me like maybe they're going to like half-ass it or something.
Right.
And I'm just really pleased to see like they're going in full swing. That's awesome.
Yeah, right. Me too. Like, I think a big part of it, the Fire Emblem DLC sold like crazy here. I mean, that game sold like crazy, but the DLC rate, I think they announced at TGS that they made like $5 million or something, sold $5 million of DLC for Fire Emblem alone. I think it surprised even Nintendo that their own consumers were that, you know, net savvy and willing to pay money for that kind of for content, but also, yeah, like connected and kind of ready to join this, you know, download gaming digital future.
Right.
Yeah, and there's another factor too, is that Nintendo knows games like Animal Crossing are going to be sold out the first day, so they need to encourage people to at least consider the download version so that they don't have these periods of like a week or so where people who want to play the game can't. It's just not worth it for them, and it's not worth it for the players.
Right. Well, and it's funny because actually... Yeah. Oh, sorry, Mark.
Go ahead.
Because the download codes that they were selling in stores were also sold out. Like, they're having like a really bad problem keeping the game in stores right now. I don't know if that's a problem actually, but they're also selling
so
out of these
their
little
game
cards. Yeah, it's like I didn't even think. Oh yeah, that's right. Those cards could also potentially sell out.
Right. They, yeah. Well, it's such a natural fit with the nature of the game, you know, that you want to have it with you at all times, even if you're playing another game, even if Monster Hunter is your, like, you know, quote-unquote main game, that you want to be able to turn your system on, have Monster Hunter actually in the cartridge slot, or maybe you have that downloaded. That's a big thing that they're going to be pushing here now soon. But but it's something you want to have always in your system just to turn on for whatever... 10 minutes, 20 minutes, play it, get your, you know, time-based thing that Animal Crossing. Yeah.
And that's their slogan, too. It's like, always with you, and you can never lose it. Which is a weird kind of angle. Like, I never really thought of it that way. Like, it's, I think normal people, when they think of, like, the benefit of downloading, it's not just like, okay, well, I can just download it, and I don't have to go to the store or whatever. It's that you can never lose it, because a lot of, you know... DS players are children, and of course they're going to lose their games and stuff like that, and that might piss them off and their parents off. So if they have it in their 3DS at all times, that's, you know, that is a definite value-added bonus or whatever.
And another benefit people should be thinking, and maybe will eventually be, is cheaper, right? Like, you don't have to have a physical thing. Not only do you not have to go to the store... But not having to have a physical cartridge or anything should make it cheaper. That's going to take a while, I think. But we're already taking baby steps there. Japan will probably lag behind the West in terms of that for a while. But I do think it's going to get there. It's just a matter of slowly, like, not pissing the retailers off. Slowly, Nintendo doesn't need the retailers so much anymore. And then they can finally start... you know, setting the prices how they want to.
Mm. Yeah. Well, I thought I'd just give a little bit of an update on our tally right now with the donations. We have crossed the $3,500 mark.
Not all right.
So we have, in a couple hours, we have a 3DS report card with Craig Harris and Billy Berghammer that's going to be going on, and that should be a lot of fun. So be sure to tune in for that, and be sure to keep donating money, because if we get another basically $500, we're going to have some shenanigans at the end of the show with your live calls. So go ahead and please donate and do that. And remember about pickle juice if you want to, or not. Pickle juice.
You don't have to remember pickle juice.
You don't have
But it would be in your benefit.
Yes.
Billy Berghammer is locked in a hermetically sealed chamber being slowly filled with pickle juice, and he will only be freed if you reach $4,000. So, if you
That's actually
about
his next job. Billy Berghammer is going to go on to work at a pickle juice factory.
Yeah. Isn't that the plot of, like, Saw 6 or something? I'm just kidding.
I wouldn't be surprised.
They've literally run out of plots. They've done every single other plot, and now it's a mathematical computer finally found one that they haven't done, and it's, trapped in pickle juice.
Well, this is a good idea? Question mark? Exclamation point. Anyways, moving on. So just here this past week, the day before Animal Crossing came out here in Japan, there was the Nintendo Direct, which they announced at like 9 in the morning, and they were like, hey, this is going to happen at 8 o'clock tonight.
Yep.
You know? Yeah. I don't know. I love these Nintendo Direct events. I think they're great. Excuse me.
Right.
But I really don't like these short notice things.
Yeah, it seems like it's getting shorter and shorter every time. We were joking that that soon it's going to be like they'll only say them after they happened. Like, oh yeah, right. By the way, last night there was a Nintendo Direct. I don't know if you know.
Iwata will announce it at the beginning of the Nintendo Direct. And by the way, this is a Nintendo Direct.
Here's me. He'll be at his computer announcing it on Twitter, and then I'll hit the enter key and turn like, oh, hello.
Right. Basically, you just have to keep reloading Nintendo's website all day.
Right.
Yes. I'm going to do that. It could be fun.
Have they settled into this? Is 8 p.m. now the kind of accepted time? They seem to be kind of all over the place in terms of when. I mean, they're obviously figuring this out now, and it is a brilliant, brilliant strategy. I was listening to the show here a few hours ago, and they were talking about opinions about Nintendo Direct, and I agree with the consensus of opinion there that we're getting more information out of Nintendo on a more regular basis than we ever would.
Yes.
Definitely. Before.
I mean, you remember back to the Wii even, and nobody knew what the fuck. The Miis were a complete surprise. It was like the week before or something, I remember being at the Japanese event. It was just before the New York event, so I guess it was a couple weeks before the launch, but like nobody knew anything about, you know, anything about the OS or UI or what things look like. So I think that, yeah, Nintendo Directs, I don't know about you guys, but I'm a huge, huge fan.
Me too.
Yeah,
they're a lot of fun. They're exciting because you never know when they're going to show up, and they tend to be interesting. I mean, most of them aren't, you know, mind-blowing. They tend not to have, you know, megatons, but it's still fun to hear Iwata go up there and just explain why these games are so great. And he makes and breaks them. It's all him.
I actually like the evolution of Iwata since like the beginning until now. Like, he's increasingly doing like weirder and weirder things. Like, this time he did the whole unboxing, like with the weird music and like the white gloves. It was just bizarre.
Yeah. I think he was trying to tell us the white gloves actually come with the system.
So that would be nice.
Subtle hint.
That would be cool.
That would be cool.
Find that.
Because the black system is like a fingerprint magnet, so that would be very useful.
The white system comes with black gloves, and the black system comes
with... Fair contrast. The Wii U is your system.
Have you guys pre-ordered Wii U, or are you guys going to be getting it at launch?
Yes.
Awesome.
I have, let's see, we have one reader, a listener, who was kind enough to be... this guy is coming. JJ, do you know his name?
His name is Kevin.
Okay, you should give him props. So thank you in advance. Kevin, who is going to be in America for the launch, is getting us a system, and then is flying to Japan for business, is it, or just for fun?
No, he's just coming for fun.
Okay, he's just coming for fun, but he's coming just a couple days after the U.S. launch, and as you know... The launch is not until December here in Japan, so we're going to be able to get a U.S. system early, which I'm super happy about. And then I have another system. I have a black one pre-ordered from Toys R Us.
Okay, cool.
And then, of course, I got the Monster Hunter one for here in Japan.
Nice.
JJ did not get a pre-order, foolishly enough.
Well, I want a pre-order, but like, you know, John said I didn't have to pay up front, but that's not true. I'm pretty sure Big Camera makes you pay the whole thing.
No, he doesn't. He got pre-orders. He has...
From Big Camera?
From Big Camera.
John, all right, well, I'll check again. If I can pre-order without having to pay for it, I want to do that. Otherwise, I'll just go the day of and then... Because, like, I'm going to be paying in several different ways. I've got, like, I got point cards. I got gift cards.
JJ's going to be one of those people at the counter that takes like 20 minutes.
I got to return some games. I got to sell my Xbox.
A bunch of pennies. A bunch of 1 yen coins.
Yes. A lot of things got to happen before I do that Wii thing.
Yeah, actually, I'm I'm waiting for now for the killer app that's going to absolutely make me buy it. I'm sure it's going to come, but I haven't seen it quite yet, so I'm waiting on my purchase. I will buy it eventually.
Dragon Quest X, aren't you going to buy it for that?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, the current plan, and I think this is John's plan, and I'm going to do it as well, is to have a U.S. white system and Japanese black system, just to be able to, you know, easily tell them apart and have, you know, obviously with the region lock, we kind of have to have both, which kind of sucks, but what are you going to do? But yeah, I'm definitely getting both at least.
Cool. I really want to get a U.S. one, but I'm going to wait on that. I'm just getting the Japanese one here at first. I actually have two of them pre-ordered because I was stupid and I thought that I live in kind of a small town in Saitama Prefecture. And I thought that this place, because they didn't do pre-orders for like 3DS, so I thought, oh, there's no way they're going to do it for Wii U. And then I just like randomly went to like a Toys R Us in town. I was like, oh, you guys doing pre-orders? And he's like, yeah, idiot, the tickets are back there. I was like, really? So I grabbed the ticket and just got it. And then I was like, well, crap, if these guys are doing it, you know, the Yamada Denki, they got to be doing it too. So I called them and I was like, yeah, you guys doing pre-orders? Like, yeah. I was like, well, do you guys have the Monster Hunter bundle? Yeah. I was like, what? Are you kidding? God damn it. Because I did like the premium set like before. So, I mean, you know.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, like, well, you can get rid of one of them. Did you put money down? Or?
Yeah, I only put like $1,000 down. So, I mean, you know, whatever. I'm just out like $1,000 yet. It's just not that big of a deal.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
I might even know somebody that might be interested in taking my reservation. So, whatever.
I was going to say, I mean, it might not be a bad thing. I don't know if it's going to happen here in Japan, but I wouldn't be surprised. In fact, I would be surprised if it didn't happen that this Christmas, at least, was a Wii Christmas. And by that, I mean, like, things going for way more money than retail on eBay, et cetera.
Yeah.
I assume they're sobbing and screaming because their parents didn't get them one.
Well, actually, you know, speaking of Wii U, during the Nintendo Direct, did you guys see the announcement of, I think it's Nintendo and Sing with an X? JoySound Karaoke U. That's going to be pre-installed on the Wii U.
Yes.
Brilliant. That makes me so happy.
Yeah, I thought that was actually really cool, because if you look at the stuff in the States, you know, you get they got the TV, or however you want to say it. You know, you can use your Netflix, Hulu, you know, YouTubes, whatever, everything. And, you know, Japan, there's just simply not as many streaming services as what there are in the West. It's just the way it is, and there's nothing we can do about it. So, and, you know, karaoke is huge in Japan. I mean, it is ridiculously popular. People always do it. And it's not just doing it in a bar. I mean, you have, like, you know, your own private room with you and your friends, and it's just a lot of fun. It's, you know, it's not, like, expensive, but it's not cheap. You know, it's not too bad. But I think what's really cool about this, so I mean, you get like 90,000 songs if you know, opt in to do this. There is like a tiered pricing thing for like an hour.
Is that a lot? 90,000 sounds like a lot, but like, is it a lot compared to real karaoke places?
It's pretty good, but I mean, you'll see real, you know, you'll see karaoke places that are into the hundreds of thousands, but I mean, the 90,000 is.
Yeah, it's based on the fact that different karaoke systems have different numbers of songs, and a lot of karaoke places now just have all the systems in one, and JoySound there is just one of those systems. But still, having one full system is pretty impressive.
Yeah, especially on, you know, your home console. It's really
exactly awesome.
Right.
And I mean, the pricing's pretty good too. I mean, for like an hour of 30 days, 1,000, 90 days, 2,000. So, I mean,
that's way cheaper than the karaoke joints they have here.
Right. And there's like no one drink minimum or.
Right.
To buy honey toast and whatnot. That's super cheap. That's like, you know, a little over $1 for an hour, probably about $4 for 3 hours. And the the 24 hour thing and stuff is great for people having parties. I mean, the thing about one of the funny things about this is when they first showed the Wii U, including me, the first thought was, wow, it looks like one of those little touchscreen consoles that you use at a Japanese karaoke place.
Oh, there was a lot of GIFs online of people placing the karaoke image onto the Wii U, and it's like, oh, that's what it is. Now we get it.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Right. So people will be immediately comfortable with that in Japan in that context. Like,
definitely.
You grok it immediately. It makes total sense. And also here, that another thing people might not know is that people buy... I used to see a lot more of this, at least I did in like the 90s and stuff, but people would buy, you know, standalone karaoke machines that hooked up to your TV that had a lot less songs and were standalone things that cost a lot more money, you know, $400, $500 sometimes.
Right.
So just having that is like, it makes it a no-brainer as the living room thing that everybody in the family is like, oh, okay, well, we just, you know, we have that there because it's a karaoke machine too, and now it's like a second TV, and it's like a video game thing. So it's one more thing for Nintendo to have to explain to people, and they already have a lot. You can tell their commercials are just like, all right, I got 30 seconds. I got to explain to you a lot of shit. Here we go. It's this, it's that, it's this, it's that, it's this, it's that, it's the other thing. That's one more thing for them to have to do with that, but it's a good problem to have because it's marketing wise, business strategy wise, I think it's just absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
And they tried doing something like that on PSN a while back too, actually. And I tried to use it, but the pricing was nowhere near as cheap as what they're saying here. It was something like 1,000 yen to get a set of like maybe 100 or 100 songs or so. I don't quite remember, but it was really not affordable.
Yikes. One of the a couple of things that I like about it is that A, you can use Mii's, and like I like all those stupid settings that they have, like the you're in the recording studio music video type of thing. and then also like they'll actually stream the retarded the awful karaoke video.
That's my
like,
favorite.
The videos of the two people falling in love for no reason, or like the girl like damaging her heel and having a bad day, but then
sees that American guy that looks like Fabio. There's this American guy in all TV shows that looks like Fabio.
Yeah, he drives a motorcycle because Fabio.
Yes,
drives a motorcycle.
Him.
God,
yeah, those videos, like maybe not even singing, you know, just to stream that and have that on in the background while you're doing your chores or whatnot. That's good stuff.
God.
You can do that if you want to. Just pay for the month and you can just stream those videos all you want.
And just put it on mute and just watch the videos. Boom.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
That's entertainment right there.
Yes. God. Awesome. Well, I think I'm going to give us an update here on our total. And just 1 second here. We are sitting at $3,558 right now. Still a little bit shy of our $4,000 goal. So please,
guys,
if you haven't donated, donate.
The cheapskates.
And if you already donated, donate again. If you donated two times, do it three times. Hey, third time's a charm? Question mark? Exclamation point.
$8.50, people. Come on.
Before bump, come on. We know
the children. JJ, you have a child.
All the children that don't have pickle juice to eat or drink.
Yeah.
This is for them.
Yes. We've already kind of tried to free Billy Burkhammer from his pickle carbonite chamber or whatever he's in.
I saw he tweeted that he's still in there. So you got to work a little harder.
His life is on the line.
Yeah. His life was in your hands.
I know.
But now it's not.
Yeah. So, okay. Well, let's move on to our next little bit of a segment here. We, at the Famicast, we have a segment every month that we've been doing for about the past year. It's called Life in Japan. And the segment, it's not necessarily gaming related. It just has something to do with Japan. I think we've talked last year around Christmas time. We talked about Japanese Christmas. We talked about, I think, festivals. Just all sorts of like different stuff. And, you know, because, I mean, honestly, there's a lot of stuff in Japan that is different than what stuff is in the West. Things that maybe you wouldn't know from checking out. If you're a really hardcore Japanophile or something, maybe you know. But, I mean, you know, I think for the most normal people, maybe they just have no idea about this stuff. And you know, Japan, it's a really great country. There's a lot of really cool stuff. I mean, you know, we just talked about karaoke, which is great. You know, Fabio riding a motorcycle as your video, not even anything about. Here. Yeah, I know. See, can't do that anywhere else. We got the idol group AKB48 and their 5,000 offshoots. And
right. Sexy Zone, which JJ is a big fan of Sexy
Zone. I love the Sexy Zone. Sexy Zone.
I like how they call them idols. I think one of my friends, James Charlton, used to be on the show. He's like, you know, you think idol, you think maybe somebody like, you know, Martin Luther King Jr., not like AKB48, right?
But, or Charles Barkley.
Yes, yeah. Or Charles Barkley. You know,
you don't think
like
AKB48 is contributing to humanity the way that Martin Luther King was? Really?
Maybe I just need to reevaluate the situation. I don't know.
I mean, we need to consider this.
You need to watch a few more episodes of, yeah, AK Bingo. And
yeah.
Think about it. I'm shocked that you actually know the title of that show.
Well, is it any better than their junk in tournament that they had? The rock, paper, scissors thing?
No, nothing is better than that. Next subject.
So yeah, I mean, Japan's full of great things like that, you know, all sorts of cool stuff. And hold on just 1 second here. excuse me.
You're
one
right?
thing that
you're okay there.
I'm dying. Maybe. One thing that kind of is kind of a bit of a problem in Japan, especially around the Tokyo area, Saitama, stuff like that, is cockroaches. I don't know if you guys have had any experiences with these little bastards, but actually, a couple of episodes ago on the Famicast, we were doing a recording, and I just saw one scurry up my wall, and I was like, good God! So I typed into our Skype chat, I was like, BRB, and you know, they kept going, and then suddenly they heard a crash, and
was the cockroach sabotaging your room or something?
Threw me on the floor. No. So jump up toward my wall and smash it with my shoe and barely got it and like fell over onto a chair. It basically sounded like I fell out of a chair and died. But I'm...
Oh, yikes. We actually... we sometimes see cockroaches at our favorite lunch establishments.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the worst.
We just kind of, I mean, yeah. We see them and then we're like, okay, we saw that, but let's all forget about it and then eat our delicious food.
See that.
We're going to decide that didn't happen.
Right.
It seems like the reactions to it when you tell people here, the reactions in my experience to seeing them at restaurants, you're right, you do... They do seem to be more of them here, or different types, or so, I don't know what the deal with them is, but seem to be two reactions. One is like apologizing and, you know, feeling so bad that you almost feel bad that you brought it up in the first place.
Right.
Just like falling over themselves, apologizing. I can't believe this happened. This is so terrible. I can't. Will you ever eat here again? You know, et cetera, et cetera. And then the other, and that's bad. But then the other is just kind of blithe, like, yeah, uh-huh, all right. And at that point, you're almost kind of like, hey, wait, what? Like, you know, if I was in America, I'd at least be getting a free meal out of this. Shouldn't you be, like, a little alarmed here? You know, like...
Right.
Yeah, that's not a cockroach. That's a robot.
You're like, yeah. I mean, they're like, it happens. At least we see them here sometimes. Like, what? No.
The food's so good, we attract even the bugs. This is a guarantee of quality.
Yes.
If they weren't here, the food must suck.
But what is the? It's probably a myth. But what was the thing that John believes where it's like cockroaches?
Oh, that thing.
There's two things. First of all, one is I like trapped a cockroach once. It was throwing it off a balcony on a third floor, and he's like, "Don't do that. It will find its way back
here." That was so hilarious. John's like, dude, they'll come right back up.
Yes, they have this innate sense. And maybe they do, actually. I don't actually
who
know.
Who knows?
I'm sure. I know they can find their way via smell and whatever, but do they actually do that if you throw one out of a window? I don't know. But the other thing is that they can't exist above the second or third floor, or what was it? It was the seventh floor.
Is it
the seventh floor? And why was that? Was there like
because the air is too thin and they can't breathe and they die.
Yeah, but immediately afterward, we looked it up and they talked about how they use cockroaches in space experiments, as in when they shoot them up into space, and we're like, John, that doesn't sound like they're having problems above the seventh floor.
Didn't we also learn something like, it was something from the Wikipedia that was like, cockroaches smell their own farts or something? There was some like ridiculous...
They fart every second or something like that?
Right, something more like that.
Some kind of ridiculous bit of thing where you're like, wait, this is Wikipedia, but can I believe this?
You know, if you think about, like, maybe people in the West, maybe you guys listening, you know, you think typically cockroaches in the West, it's usually, my imagination is of some dirty, you know, I don't know, downtown, like, Manhattan crap hole that's just full of, you know.
Joe's apartment.
Yeah,
yes.
Just feeling like a toilet or something, you know, something gross like that. But, I mean, excuse me, even if you keep your place clean, I mean, sometimes they still come here.
Especially if you're on the ground floor. My last apartment and my current apartment, I'm on the first floor, and they come in every so often. I've gotten as used to it as I could possibly can be, but, you know, they come in. There's nothing you can do about it.
The nightmare scenario to me is, you know, Japanese apartments by and large are small. I've been lucky, not since the first apartment when I was here my first year have I seen one where I was living. But the nightmare scenario to me, and I've heard this happen to a ton of my friends, is you're just about to go to bed and you're in, you know, your one room apartment that's, you know, probably about 14 feet long by, well, maybe a little longer than that.
I think it's like a little bigger than that, Mark.
Not much.
That's like a jail cell.
Long by, you know, 12 feet wide. And you see a cockroach like scurry by, but then go behind something and it's gone. So, but you know, it's in the room with you.
Exactly.
And so now it's like, okay, do I go to sleep? Do I pull up, rip up everything, the whole apartment, trying to find this thing, go on a crusade, you know, to kill it or whatever? Like, that just sounded horrible.
Or you make it your pet.
Yeah.
Yes, maybe you just, yes, uneasy truce with it.
Yeah. The worst part is if you have a tatami-style room, if you have the traditional tatami mat room, a Japanese room, they can go under the tatami mats, and then you'll never find it.
What?
That happened to me once, and I could not sleep that whole night because I swear I could hear it under me, and I was like, "Oh God, oh God!"
Telltale heart.
The wonderful stuff to be hearing at 7:51 in the morning.
Yes.
Actually, yeah. What I ended up doing, because I saw four in the month of September, and I was like, this ain't gonna happen. So like in early October, I bought this bug bomb and bombed like. I have a small apartment, so it's basically bombed my whole apartment. Had to be gone for like 3 hours. Then I come back, and you know, all the windows were shut, and I had to like cover up everything with like plastic. And I came in, I was like,
"Oh, there with their feet up, sipping lemonade." Like, oh, you thought you got rid of us, huh?
There wasn't anybody like making methamphetamines in your apartment when you got back, right?
Well, no, not that I know of. But okay. Yeah, actually, when I came back in the room, I was thinking, oh, this isn't going to be that bad. And God, I mean, I was like coughing like crazy. I mean, that stuff was awful.
Maybe that's what's still going on.
Yeah, maybe. I think so. I'm still coughing, you know, about 2 months later. But, yeah. So, yeah, actually, we had a question from one of the listeners that I thought we might try to get to.
Awesome.
This is from Newt with two underscores after his name. His question is, what is the best game you guys have played that hasn't been exported to Western markets?
Ooh, that is a good question.
I can name mine off the top of my head just because it's my, as of right now, my game of the year for this year, but Naruto no Kiseki by Falcom. No idea if that will ever be exported. It may never be because it's a PSP game. But it's probably the best game I've ever played that never ended up in the U.S. or in foreign markets ever.
Mm-hmm. There's really only one response to this question, and that is Mother 3. Plain and simple.
Oh,
you never played Night
Nintendo.
That was
the easy answer. Sucking up to Nintendo kids.
Come on, it's true. It's one of the best games of all time.
No, that's a really good answer. I don't really have a good one. I mean, definitely times are different these days in terms of most stuff of good quality generally gets over to the West, I feel like.
Xenoblade finally made it over. I would have said Xenoblade had it not been announced and finally got over.
Yeah, that's a good one, too.
Yeah,
I'm at a bit of a loss myself. Should have thought about it more before I said it. But I don't know. I like you guys. I mean, Xenoblade, and I really didn't beat that, and I came really close to kind of beating the last story, which they're both in America and Europe right now. But I thought those
were
really
cool. Right, they did make it over.
Yeah, I thought that was freaking great. And then,
another one for Nintendo System, Zangeki no Ragin Life. It's a it's kind of like a fantasy offshoot of the Earth Defense Force games.
Mm-hmm.
That was a really cool game that never came over.
Hmm.
I'll just say Captain Rainbow to really suck up the
game. Well, Captain Rainbow, also a really awesome game that never came out.
Yeah.
Well, and did you play it?
I did.
It's not that awesome.
It's not that awesome, but it's just like really funny and zany. And
it has Birdo. And it is weird, and it is a little bit funny. I did buy that game, but that's a real rarity these days too. Is just any Nintendo property that's just made for one market. Actually, I got the answer. Tomodachi Collection.
Oh, that would be another one.
Yes,
that game.
I wonder how
well
that would do in overseas, though.
It would do amazing. That game would absolutely, yes. That game would do fantastic anywhere. Basically, that game was the promise of Miis when people were so fascinated with Miis and they wanted something to do with them. That game That quote-unquote game is the something to do. All you need to do is have, you know, the Joker. It's the ultimate water cooler game because you come in to work and you're like, yeah, I went home last night, I was playing Tomodachi Collection, turns out, like, my grandma is dating the Joker, or, you know, this crazy shit ends up happening between the Miis, who are all people you know, and inevitably, when you see that person, you're like, oh, it's really funny, you work at the convenience store in my Tomodachi Collection, or whatever, and so then people hear that, and they're like, wait, what is this thing? That sounds hilarious, much less you have, you know, all the characters voice their all their words, which is easier to do in Japanese, and I'm guessing is the reason why it was never localized, although I do think that game, even without the voices, is absolutely a killer app, and right. I really hope they're going to do the new one for all territories, because that game is really, I think it would be a phenom even outside of Japan. I mean, it sold really well in Japan, it didn't sell like Mario numbers, but it sold very well in Japan and had long legs, and I think it would do at least that in the West.
Right.
Yeah. Actually, I don't know if you guys have played this game. I played just a little bit of it. It's called, like, it's a DS game. I think it's from Mistwalker. And, I mean, full voice acting, everything. It's called, like, Archaic Sealed Heat.
Oh, Ash. Yeah.
Like, barely played it. I bought it, and I was like, cool, this is, like, voice acting and stuff.
But, like, the actual, like, the game sprites and everything, that game was so low budget.
Okay, well, we can take that one off the list then.
Yeah,
I heard it wasn't very good. I've never played it myself.
Okay, well, I should play the games I buy.
You should feel bad about that record.
I know. That's a stain on your record right there.
I think I only paid, like, 600 yen for it, so, I mean, no, hey.
Okay, less of a stain.
Yes, it's still a stain, nonetheless. So I'll go ahead and update the donation total right now. Actually, we're above our total last year. Last year, our goal, God, I don't remember what our goal was, but we donated, basically some people donated roughly $3,400, a little bit over that. And it looks like now we're still sitting at about 90% of our goal, $3,588. Come on, guys, keep on donating that money for the kids. And also stick around for other stuff and other chances to maybe win some cool prizes. We've got tons of stuff that's still available. Don't forget to drink your pickle juice.
Yeah, speaking of kids, I'm sure in the next segment with the Player One podcast, guys, you'll hear a few of them crying in the background. So,
you didn't hear my son like crying and
no,
giggling?
No.
Oh,
no, not at all.
Then my mic is better than I thought.
But when you do, think of the children. Think of the crying children that don't have parents that work in the gaming industry to clothe and feed them. Have them on in the background of their podcast every goddamn week. And please donate.
Yes, please donate, everyone. It's for a great cause.
Thanks for listening, guys. Next time, we'll kick things off with Nintendo Free Radio before getting onto the 3DS annual report card and finally saying our goodbyes the only way we know how, shenanigans.